I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back for the jump off. 3J got the Skittles in the drink, y'all. She ready to get it popping with her mind, y'all. Let's see what she got to say today, y'all. What up, what up? Y'all know what time it is. Jaw, Jack, and Jocelyn. Yeah, y'all know. I think I can rap, but y'all know I can't rap. Just like I think I can sing. But hey, I sound good to me in the shower, right? Right. So, let's get it started. What 100 things on my motherfucking mind? So, first, let's get up into these politics. I'm tripping off of this orange thing that's up in the White House, y'all. I'm missing the royal black family. Ooh, the Obamas. Ooh. Yeah, you know, the ones who did it with class. You know what I'm saying? The Obamas. Ooh. You know, they came into the White House like, yeah. You know, just think of all this shit that this orange mole scooter's doing up in the White House. If Obama was doing half of that, Congress would have threw him up under the jail, y'all. Better yet, we already know, Michelle would have boop drop kicked that ass. You know, black woman ain't playing that fool. We up in the White House and you up in here paying hoes and shit. You sleeping with porn stars. What the hell? You obstructing justice? You Putin bitch? Oh, nah. You know, Michelle would have whooped Obama's ass. Fuck Congress. You know what I'm saying? And not only would they have stripped him out the history book like they did Hillary, they just printed some shit and they say, no, Hillary gone. What the hell kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? They just took her out of the history books. Like, really? You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Y'all see how they did Clinton because he lied about a woman that he knew? See, a lot of y'all don't know. Clinton was impeached for lying about a woman that he knew. Not lying about having sex in the White House. You know what I'm saying? Not lying about having sex with a woman. He lied about knowing a woman and they impeached that fool. Y'all see what Trump doing? Well, that orange thing, what he doing? He sold. He got the White House for sale to the highest bidder. Okay, $1 million for you, $1 million for you, $1 million for you, $1 million, $1 million. All right, we're going to go for $500,000. All right, let's do $300,000. You know what I'm saying? He had every corrupt fool in his administration talking about he going to drain the swamp. Boo, you is the swamp. You know, now he about to get his whole family caught up. You know what I'm saying? But then again, who knows? Because look how they did Manafort. They got that fool 7.5 years. Come on now. Y'all remember that black congressman? They gave that fool damn near life. And he didn't do half the shit that Manafort did. But it was on the same lines. It was bank fraud. But he didn't do half that shit. Wire fraud, whatever you call it. He didn't do half the shit. You know what I'm saying? Manafort ain't even from America. And this fool came and defrauded, got paid doing it. You know what I'm saying? Remember, he had the ostrich. The ostrich coat. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was tripping off the ostrich coat. Come on now. Black people been wearing ostrich from back in the day since Big Daddy Kane them days. What y'all talking about? Eric B. and Rakim. You know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing new. You know, that fool just had the ostrich killed. You know what I'm saying? He probably shot it. Boom. Boom. Oh, I'm gonna take your skin, ostrich. Put it on my back. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. This is just crazy. How it is set up and how we got this orange thing up in the White House. Well, we ain't got him. Putin got his ass because we all know he Putin puppet. We all know that ain't no lie. That ain't no secret. Excuse me. He working for Putin. You see, he coming in doing everything Putin wanted done. You know what I'm saying? He's scared to say something about Putin. He'll say something about any and everybody else, but shh. Y'all see, that fool won't say shit when it comes to Putin. Y'all know. Shit, Putin gonna put something in that nigga food. Y'all see how them Russians was poisoning people and shit. They was going to eat, damn near dying when they left the restaurant. You know? Cold piece of work. Cold piece of work. All right, now, enough of that. Okay, now, I want to talk about people letting other things that should not bother them bother them. Now, I know that some of y'all gonna say, but who are you to say that? We should let, you don't know what it is that's bothering us. It don't matter what it is. Like I said, you shouldn't be letting nothing bother you. You know what I'm saying? You should just be happy that you woke up in the morning. You can do the rest. Stop stressing over unnecessary stuff that you don't have to stress over. Bills. I know it's easier said than done. Don't stress over. Your kids. Don't stress over them. They grown, especially if they grown. Let them be. You did the best you could. You did your part. Hey, remember you was them once. Let them be. You turned out all right. How you think they gonna turn out, okay? They gonna be all right. Third thing, stop trying to be something that you not. You know what I'm saying? Look in the mirror. Love yourself. You see what I'm saying? It could be a lot worse. Shit. You could be in a wheelchair, no hands, no feet, no nothing. You know what I'm saying? Be happy that you walking around and you able to better yourself and do something better with yourself. If you don't like yourself, damn it, get your ass in the gym, eat right, make yourself healthy. Shit, put some damn makeup on if you got to. Shit, if you got makeup on, take that shit off. Do something different. You know what I'm saying? Stop complaining or stop saying, oh, I'm this, I'm that. Shit, tell yourself what you are instead of what you aren't. You know what I'm saying? I heard that today from somebody, and it just really, like, dang, really? You cute as hell, and you tripping? Like, really? Oh, okay, shit. Hey, all right now. I guess everybody got something, you know, little something going on. But hey, all I'm going to say is this. A lot of y'all need to stand in the mirror, look in that motherfucker, and I mean look deep, and just see your natural, true beauty. You know what I'm saying? Stop seeing all the flaws, all the things that you don't like, and just zone in on something that you do. Can we try that just for once? You know what I'm saying? And another thing, smile a little bit, you know? Walk in with a smile. Try that too. Try to walk in with a smile. No matter where you are, where you go, I want you to, wherever you walk into, if it's a room, a grocery store, the gas station, I want you to walk in with a smile, no matter what. I don't care. You just walk in with a smile. You ain't got to smile at nobody. Just walk in with a smile, okay? I want everybody to try that. Y'all know me and my experiments, my tasks, my projects. You know, just try it, please. All right, I'm going to check in with y'all later. Peace.